depend upon a length of the wood.
Well, what would you call it? You just say, I have a...
armhole.
Okay, good. If this light burned out, you'd have to put in a new...
bow.
Okay. And then when you carry washing out to the line, you put it in a...
hamper or a basket.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what would you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Hmm.
What would you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork.
Would that be made of cork?
Mostly.
If you had one that was made of, say, glass, what would you call it?
A glass stopper.
All right. And then what's a little musical instrument that you play like this?
A harmonica, mouth organ.
Okay. And what about one that you pluck, you twang?
Jaws harp or Jew's harp, some call it.
Oh, uh-huh. Is it really Jaws harp?
Jaws harp.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that. I wondered where that name came from. Let's see, what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
And then you would say, I took the hammer and I did what to the nail?
Drove.
And using the same word, you would say, I have?
I'm going to drive nails in this board.
Mm-hmm. And I have done what? Same word. I drive, I drove, and I have.
I don't know unless it be set, but that
okay.
Doesn't sound right to me.
Okay. Now these are questions about wagons, which you may or may not know. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the two horses?
That I don't know.
Well, if it's a buggy and there's just one horse, do you know what the two wooden pieces are that you back him in between?
Shafts.
Mm-hmm. Good. And what is the outside part of a wagon wheel, the steel part?
You mean the iron rim? Or
the rim? Okay. Yeah. Do you have a name for the wooden part that's outside the spokes?
Spokes.
Well, outside the spokes.
Outside the spokes. There's a hub.
That's inside, isn't it?
Yeah.
The hub and then the spokes. Did you ever hear of a felly or a feller?
What?
Felly? Feller?
No.
Some people call it that, but I don't think it's this part of the country. Do you know what you would call it when you're driving a wagon and there's a bar of wood that the trace is hitched to? What you call that bar of wood?
No.
Or would, if you had two horses pulling a wagon, what that would hitch to?
Well, I don't know. One was a shay. That's a one horse
mm-hmm.
shay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Again, these are not city questions. These are really country questions. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what? If you had a load of wood, he's doing what?
He's hauling it.
Yes, sir. And if there's a log across the road, you might tie, you couldn't lift it, you might tie a rope to it and do what? Something very heavy and you couldn't lift it, so you have to.
I don't know unless you say you just haul it across.
Well, another word than haul, though. You might say pull it, or you might say...
shove? No.
How about a form of drag? If you did it yesterday, you would say you did what to it? Using the word drag. Yesterday, I...
sorry to say, some people would say drug.
What would you say, though? What would you say?
I dragged the wood across the road.
Okay, lots of people do say drug, though.
Yeah.
You're right. That's it. We're trying to get who says drag and dragged and who says drug.